Shelley, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Well, thank you for having me.
For an election that hasn't gotten much widespread attention, there's a lot on the ballot tomorrow.
Well, you know, Rick, nearly every school district in North Texas has something on this ballot. These are low turnout elections, but they're very important. They're going to decide who sits on local school boards and whether these school districts will be able to sell bonds. In other words, borrow money for things like new buildings or some specific new project. In Dallas, the election of two school board members is especially important because if a majority of voters in the fall decide that Dallas should become a home rule district, which we've heard a lot about, these board members will choose the people who basically design the new district.
Shelley, you mentioned bonds. There are some big numbers out there tomorrow.
There are indeed, mostly in Frisco and Arlington, and both of the bond issues in those communities have drawn some opposition. The fast-growing district of Frisco wants to sell $775 million in bonds. That's $750 million. Dollars. They say they need that to build some new schools, to buy buses, to buy land for the schools. Opponents are saying that's just too much. There is also an opposition group in Arlington that believes the district would incur too much debt if it sells $663 million in bonds. Arlington would use that money to build schools, upgrade transportation, and they also want to develop some multi-purpose activity centers.
Now, there are a number of money issues on the ballots that don't involve schools.
That's true. And I should go back to the Arlington ISD bond for just a minute and point out that is an all or nothing kind of proposition. You get all of the projects and you spend all of the money, or you just don't do it. In Fort Worth, however, voters can choose. There are seven separate bond items. They total $292 million. That would include money for crime control districts, libraries, street improvements, recreation, and some other things.
So there are seven separate items, huh?
There are seven separate items. And I should also mention that a number of cities are asking for a sales tax to be continued or to be levied. In Grand Prairie, for example, the city wants to continue collecting a quarter-cent tax to build a mega recreation center, that's what they're calling it, and it would include a water park.
There have been a couple of pretty feisty contests. I'm thinking of the Irving mayor's race. How's that playing out?
Well, it's quieter this year. This is, of course, a repeat matchup between current Irving mayor Beth Van Dyne and former mayor Herbert Gears, who she defeated the last time. This time, it isn't the big spending slugfest that it was before. Gears has said his big issue is ending property taxes for seniors, so that's who he's trying to woo in an effort to get his seat back.
Shelley, we can't talk politics without bringing up the Republican race for lieutenant governor. You sat down with the incumbent, David Dewhurst, this week, and you'll be chatting with the challenger, Senator Dan Patrick, on Tuesday. That campaign took a pretty strange turn Wednesday afternoon.
It did, and this comes after the campaign has been ugly for some time now on the airwaves with nasty ads and then Wednesday's WFAA debate that was, for the most part, a big shouting match. Then, as you said, there are some new bizarre ads that hit the internet with music and animation from the Disney movie Frozen, which, of course, is very popular.
Yeah, and from both sides. They both jumped on the Frozen bandwagon.
Right. Dewhurst got it started with an ad called The Ballad of Danny Gobe. That was Patrick's name before he changed it. Patrick responded with the real story of Frozen, and in that he slams Dewhurst on various issues, including immigration. So we still have a couple weeks left before we know on May 27th how this one's going to turn out.
Well, we'll be watching. Shelley, thanks very much.
You bet.